Nigeria's Minister of Finance, Zainab Ahmed, made the disclosure while unveiling the Medium Expenditure and Fiscal Strategy paper for the nation. She quoted the country's debt service figure in the first quarter at about $4.5 billion, higher than the revenue received during the period, which was $729 million. Payment of subsidy for petrol is part of the problem. The government pays individuals who import the product to the tune of about $1.64 per litre so that consumers can pay less for it at filling stations. In just 10 months from January to October last year alone, the government spent well over $2.5 billion paying the subsidies. The authorities say $16 billion is now projected for subsidy on petrol for next year, but insist that it remains a drain on the nation's economy. But they say there will be no allocations for capital expenditure next year, and taking care of recurrent expenditure will also be a huge challenge if the regime continues. The subsidy is projected to be removed by July next year, with the emergence of new refineries beginning operations in the country. Tasum Akindi,